Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock p.m. on Monday, April 30, 2018. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and I call this meeting to order. With me here in the room is Commissioner Brian Krashus, and calling in is Commissioner Julie Fedorchek. So we have a quorum. We have four items of business, although three of them are rolled into one motion on a rulemaking. Just a very quick explanation, because I know we have some time constraints on the other end, but I will say the reason for the special meeting and the odd hour kind of is scheduling and the rulemakings. These rules, we've been through them, the whole process. They were sent out, they were approved by us, sent to the Attorney General for approval. That approval came late last week. And if we do these now right away, they can get to the Legislative Council in time for the Administrative Rules Committee this summer. If we waited till another meeting, it would be three more months. And the Cherry Creek Pipeline one, not all the information was ready for our meeting last week. And that company has been very patient. They had their original hearing delayed by a snowstorm. We had to redo the whole process. And so the fact that we needed a meeting on the rules seemed to be a good time, now that that information came in right after our meeting last week, to go ahead and get that project going if it is ultimately approved by the commission. Beyond that explanation for the odd meeting time, I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krashus, do you?
I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thanks, Randy and Brian. I'll just mention I'm calling in from New York City, where I am out here for a conference, a couple of days of meetings with Wall Street analysts talking about impacts of the tax reform on utility bond ratings and a lot of other issues just in terms of how Wall Street looks at utilities in general for their debt and equity and their bond ratings. And so it's just a really good opportunity to get more insight from that perspective and from them to get our perspective, too, on how we as regulators look at the industries we regulate. So it's a really productive meeting. I apologize for having to call in, but this was something I committed to quite a while ago, so happy to be able to make it work this way.
No problem. It's important information. Glad you're there learning it. The first motion on the agenda is RC number one. It's case numbers PU-17-339, GS-17-370, and PU-17-371. Having been approved by the Attorney General, I move the Commission adopt the proposed new Chapter 69-06-11, new Section 69-09-03-02, and amendments to Sections 69060801 and 69090910, and forward the proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code to the Legislative Council for publication in Public Service Commission citing rulemaking, case number PU-17-339, Public Service Commission Pipeline Safety Rulemaking, case number GS-17-370, and Public Service Commission Wind Decommissioning Rulemaking, case number PU-17-371.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I will just reiterate again, we had hearings on these rulemakings. We went through the process of approving them to send to the Attorney General. The first one, 17-339, has to do with the adding the legislative change on that residences need to be at three times the height of a turbine away from a residence. And that was kind of our policy before, but this would put it into rule. And then also dealing with our light mitigation plans, 17-370 is adopting the new federal gas safety rules. And 17-371 allows us to waive some of the rules for wind farms that are 5 megawatts or less.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, and Commissioner Fedorchak, did you want to make the next motion, or if you don't have everything there handy, did you need one of us to?
I actually don't have the motion. No, I'm looking through my stuff. I have the order, but not the actual motion. So I'd be happy to talk about it, but I don't have the motion in front of me.
Okay, I'm looking at Commissioner Crassus. It looks like he has a motion to make.
I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conditions of law and order in One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC, Cherry Creek Pipeline, McKenzie and Williams counties, citing application case number PU-17-483.
Second. Did you want me to talk about it, Brian?
Why don't you lead off with your comments, and then I'll follow as we normally would.
Okay, very good. So I'll keep it short. This is a 45-mile project of existing natural gas gathering line, and it is a project that would take, they want to convert it to an NGL line and take NGLs from the Lonesome Creek gas plant to the state line gas plant and then out through the One Elk Bakken pipeline NGL transmission line. Excuse me. It's a 12-inch diameter pipeline. It has six block valves, including block valves on the north and south side of the crossing of the Missouri River. That's its biggest river crossing. It is a crossing that was horizontally directionally drilled back when it was constructed, and it is located 118 feet below the bed of the Missouri River. And it's also 6 river miles from the Williston Wellhead Protection Area. This line complies with Title 49, Part 195 of the federal regulations in terms of how it was constructed and how it is being operated. And so that really governs a lot of the safety mechanism. The company examined all the cultural resources impact and got a sign off by the SHPO that this line does not impact any cultural resources. Near as they could tell, it didn't jeopardize them when it was constructed, although it being already in existence, we're doing that work retroactively. It does come within 500 feet of a number of occupied structures, and the company has received written waivers from all of those owners of the occupied structures. They are still waiting for the permit from the Corps of Engineers. They needed to get a revised permit from them for that river crossing on the Missouri River, and they're still waiting for that, and I think maybe one other local issue. But otherwise, I think that we talked through everything. We talked a lot about the safety mechanisms for the pipeline and what they will do in response and what the greatest risks are. And the company really expressed pretty thorough plans to have an order for the monitoring and the safety of this plan long term. And so I think it's an important addition to our natural gas gathering, processing, transmission infrastructure in the state to help support a strong capturing of the natural gas and reduction of the flaring, helping the industry meet its goals, and also making really good use of this very valuable product, the NGLs on the line. It is also far preferable to transport this product by pipeline versus rail or by truck. This is pretty volatile stuff. It's the hot ends of the product, and so this is the best way to do it, and we're going to need to see more of this type of infrastructure going into place in order to support the significant volumes of natural gas that the Bakken is producing. So I think this makes good sense. The line was already in the ground. It wasn't being used. This helps it the company maximize that investment, and it also allows it to be permitted and put into use without additional environmental impact, because there should be very little construction necessary to allow this conversion on this line. So it strikes me as a win-win situation, and I'm pleased to support it today.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a further discussion?
I would add that this is certainly another important piece of infrastructure that will enhance gas capture rates in the Bakken, as well as reduce flaring. The gas will move, as Commissioner Fedorchak explained, the gas will move from the state line plant into the Bakken pipeline. From there, it will interconnect with the Overland Pass pipeline, that's in northern Colorado, that point of where it interconnects. Then it will make its way to Kansas, actually, to fractionating facilities in Kansas. And then a portion of those NGLs will actually make their way down to the Gulf Coast region and be available for export. And the U.S. right now is on pace to become a leading exporter of NGL liquids by 2020. It would rank third, is the projection. And knowing that the Bakken is playing a key role, shale gas production, which is associated gas because it's in with the oil, is making a real impact not only for national energy security but in terms of expanding export opportunities. So it's another great value-added component. We're going to see more infrastructure projects driven both by opportunity and necessitated or the need to reduce flaring percentages in the Bakken as well, and helping producers hit the long-range targets.
And I will just add, I think we all recall the days when the Bakken was exploding and we didn't have pipeline capacity to move the oil, and some of the dilemmas and frustrations for the citizens that were caused by just too much truck and rail traffic to move that oil out. Now we evolve, and so that is in large part taken care of. But now, in order to process all the gas, something has to happen to the liquids. This is part of a bigger puzzle to making sure that we can, in fact, move the liquids from the natural gas processing in the safest and most economical way, as opposed to getting back into those same problems of having to haul or rail it all out. And so I'm excited about the project from that regard. Plus, I think it's a well-designed plan, and I feel good about them meeting our environmental and safety standards.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, there is no other business that I know of at this time. Any other comments, Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, not for me.
Commissioner Crashes?
Not for me.
Okay, we will stand adjourned.
Just
a minute here. When I adjourn, we'll follow up with some questions from the press, so if you can hang on, Commissioner Fedorchak. But
sure.
I was also forgetting something else. Daryl?
Julie, can we have authorization for Amy to sign on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. With that, the commission stands adjourned.
Just a quick question. You said the pipeline exists, and that includes the crossing of the Missouri River, correct?
That's correct.
So why is the Corps needing to have another permit?
It's just a change in the permit because it was a change in the product. So they have to make that change in the permit. It's natural gas to NGL.
So no, and you did say there's no environmental consequences. So this should be more of a, shall we say, housekeeping type thing?
It sounds like it. We did ask about that quite a bit during the hearing, and they said that they've gotten indication from the Corps that it's ready to go. They just haven't received it yet.
I'm wondering if you have any information about the timeline of One Oak's NGL pipeline to Kansas, if it's moving forward or what
Are
the status is.
Talking about the Elk Creek?
Yes.
The 900-mile line. You know what? I don't recall the timeline on that project. It's not jurisdictional to us, as you know, but incredibly important to helping move natural gas product from the Bakken to markets downstream. You know, really, when you think about that pipeline and then the Cherry Creek pipeline and how they all interrelate and tie together ultimately, and the new gas processing facilities, you know, A, you have to have markets to push product to, and those markets are being grown, and we're seeing an increase in export opportunities. So that's incredibly important. And then you could argue that from there, things move upstream to the fractionating facilities in the central part of the United States that our product, you know, a lot of it goes to, all the way to the pipelines that make their way up into eastern Montana, or new infrastructure projects in western North Dakota, the gas plants. So it all has to be in tandem, and it all interconnects in its own sense. And it's quite the investment right now. It's just adding it up is in the tens of billions of dollars when you look at infrastructure projects, not only in the Bakken but associated projects that complement the efforts that producers are doing in the Williston Basin.
Amy,
regarding a timeline, Amy, we did not talk about that at our hearing, so I haven't gotten any new information from the company on their plans for that line in terms of a timeline.
And Amy, I think Brian or Commissioner Crash just explained that well. I will, as far as the timing of the non-jurisdictional pipeline, there is someone from One Oak in the room now, and you could perhaps get some more information from her.
One unrelated question. With the news today that Marathon Petroleum is acquiring Endeavor, have you heard anything from Endeavor, whether this changed any of their operations in North Dakota, particularly the NGL line that they have proposed before you?
I've been working on different projects, so I have not gotten any new information yet, but I really haven't been at my desk a whole lot today.
No, certainly big news, but I haven't gotten any further information.
And Commissioner Fedorchuk, I kind of talked over you there.
No, I haven't received any information from them either, Amy, and I'm sorry I didn't get back to you on your call, but I literally landed and went straight into meetings and haven't caught up until now. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, thank you for coming by. Amy, you missed out on just this brief explanation. We're done if anybody wants to.